It's Fan in the Morning on your 106.3, and we are back with a second date update. I've got Eric on the phone, and he's trying to figure out why Nicole really won't call him back. Eric, let's give her a call.
Okay, sounds good.
Hello?
Hi, this is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. How are you today?
Hi! Oh, my God, this is amazing. I love this show. Hi, Mandy.
Hi! Awesome! That makes me super excited that you love the show.
Cool, yeah, absolutely. So, is this like one of your dating segments?
It actually is, yes.
Oh, great. So, probably about Eric?
Yes, yes it is.
Okay, well, since I listen to your show, I know how this works. So we totally have a lot of things in common. We have a lot of the same interests. We go to Comic-Con every year, which is awesome. We love comics and superhero movies. So all of that was amazing, you know?
Did he get too crazy with the superhero talk for you?
No way. I love that. I mean, maybe he, like, didn't go far enough on that. But there was, like, one thing that I definitely didn't like.
Which is?
Well, he didn't, like, we went to get coffee, and he didn't offer to pay for my coffee.
What? Well, that makes some sense. Do you feel like he was being kind of cheap?
Yeah, I do. It's like, it's coffee, you know? Like, it's not that expensive. It's just the least he could do, and that's a really easy way to show someone, you know, that you're a gentleman.
Yeah, especially if he asked you out for coffee, he should pay for it, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know the drill, Eric.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think I have a very good reason.
Okay, so what is it?
She was running late, so I was sitting there for like a good 10 minutes before she got there, so I ordered my coffee before she came. That's that.
Okay, but you should have waited for me. That's like the easiest thing ever. Like, wait for the lady you asked on a date.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, you could have at least waited 10 minutes and then bought her a drink, you know?
I didn't think it was that big a deal, ladies. All right, I mean, it was a $3 coffee. Hello.
Exactly. It was a $3 coffee. Hello. You could have been a gentleman and, like, you know, waited for someone, which is a kind act.
I kind of think you're overreacting here. I mean, it's $3. So is that really going to make or break our possible relationship?
Yeah. I agree with you. It's $3. So, yeah, the fact that you made it a big deal and you ask someone out and then you don't pay for coffee when it's only $3, like, obviously you're proving that chivalry is dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys are all just, like, selfish.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
Well, okay. I can tell that you guys don't really see eye to eye on this one. But do you think you can get past it, maybe? And it is a coffee.
I mean, maybe, like, we do have a lot of in common and a lot of the same interests. So, like, maybe if he, you know, was a gentleman and, like, bought me dinner, maybe I could get past it.
Perfect. Okay. So, I'll set you guys up on another date then.
Whoa. I didn't say yes. Okay. Hello. I have to stay here.
But you called asking for another date.
Well, I changed my mind. Okay. I kind of now see the true colors. That I think she's a little petty, and I really don't want to get involved with someone like her.
Oh, my.
Thanks.
Are you kidding? I'm the one who's petty? Like, you can't wait for someone for 10 minutes and buy a girl coffee that you asked out? Like, yeah.
Oh, my.
Please keep picking up women on Facebook comments, dude. Amazing. Yeah. Do your thing. You don't deserve someone as cool as me.
Oh, please. Okay, you're the one who actually messaged me. So why don't you just continue with your little poser life? Go buy yourself some coffee, okay? Just be a strong, independent woman.
All right, well.
Great. I am a strong, independent woman, and I only care to spend my time with men who are worth my time, which clearly isn't you.
Oh, my. Okay.
Thank you, ladies. Bow, wow. Thank you.
Okay, that just happened.